Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Nick joining us from freemindsmedia.org. You can go on over to freemindsmedia.org and get Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio, and hopefully blog posts. Have those started up yet?
I put up a blog post saying that the blog was back up, but I haven't actually...
It counts.
Yes.
Great news. All right. So freemindsmedia.org, more great liberty-oriented audio and video content, free for you. As we continue here, speaking of extra shows and stuff like that, the Liberty Radio Network announced a new show today. Of course, Free Minds Radio has been on the Liberty Radio Network since the very beginning, but over time we've slowly been adding different and new programs to the lineup, and the brand new Liberty Shock is now on the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. All right, so yeah, it's a couple guys from out in California, and they've got some good rapport with one another, and I was entertained by listening, so enjoy.
Yeah, well, you might as well, if you find somebody to talk to about liberty in California, you better do that as much as you can.
Yeah, and the other guy, I guess, comes from more of a kind of a lefty perspective, so I think it makes for some interesting conversation.
Cool.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, if you make them, 800-259-9231. Meantime, we got stuff to share, including a story from Carlos Miller at carlosmiller.com. It's one of the premier blogs on the internet.
Isn't this Photography is Not a Crime?
Correct. Photography is not a crime, though in some cases he's just covering just bad cops. Like the purpose of his blog has expanded to just generally cover the depredations and violence of the police state. Carlos writes, the latest contempt of cop arrest story that is sweeping the nation not only proves that some officers are power-drunk a-holes, as if that needed to be affirmed, it highlights the ineptness and the ineffectiveness of the internal affairs investigations. The cop in question is Atlanta police officer Brandy Dolson, who has had 18 complaints filed against him, man named Brandy, since 2001, with only 3 of them sustained.
Are you suggesting the man with a woman's name is going to have a bit of a chip on his shoulder?
I wasn't making that suggestion. I was just observing, but that's an interesting point, Mark.
I agree.
Another 3 are still pending, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. One of those pending complaints stems from an incident where he arrested a 61-year-old woman last March for asking why, after he ordered her to move from the sidewalk she was standing on with 3 other women.
They were standing there, just so you know, discussing a funeral from a friend. So, I mean, they're
correct.
Yeah, it's not like these ladies are protesting or anything right. like that. They're just, standing there.
Right. They were discussing funeral plans for a deceased friend when Officer Dolson told them to move it. Because, he's there to protect and serve. Minnie Carey ended up spending 9 hours in jail for having the audacity to question Dolson's orders. Her charge? Disorderly conduct.
Of course.
A.K.A. contempt of cops, says Carlos. Adding insult to injury, her case got prolonged by the ineptness of the court system. Carrie, a diabetic, had gone without food until she got home hours later. She said the handcuffs had caused her hands to swell. She had 3 court dates, the first time her case was not heard because there was no prosecutor, and the second and third times it was not heard because Dolson was not in court, the cop. So, isn't it nice? Like, if they don't show up to the trial, they can just keep rescheduling it all they want.
Yeah.
They'll just keep rescheduling it.
If you don't show up, you're going to jail.
You're getting a failure to appear charge.
And then you'll sit in jail until they decide to have their next court date.
That's right.
Nice. I mean, that's how they run this. This is the customer service that you are provided with by the government.
Right. All this for standing on a sidewalk. So she had to go to court 3 times. 3 times fail. So the fourth time she was actually able to go to trial. Although the Atlanta Citizen Review Board determined that Dolson violated departmental policies, the department's Internal Affairs Division has yet to make a determination.
Yeah, they couldn't come up with that.
But perhaps fate is finally catching up to Dolson. A departmental spokes bureaucrat told the Journal Constitution that he is suspended without pay for an unrelated incident, which on its own is a fairly rare thing to see happen, to see a police officer be suspended without pay. Normally, it's suspension with pay.
It's one of the harsher punishments that you tend to see doled out if anything is actually done.
Right.
I mean, it's far more rare for a police officer to actually be terminated and eliminated
Correct.
From the force, but that's about as harsh as it usually gets when they have an incident like this where they where they overstep.
Right. It's rare, first off, for Internal Affairs to actually determine the officer did anything wrong. That on its own...
In this case, they have a citizen review board that was just recently reenacted because of the shooting of the old lady...
Of 90-plus-year-old
right,
woman.
The old lady in Atlanta. I don't know if people know about this, but basically they had some kind of snitches that just informed on somebody else in order to throw the heat off of himself or whatever. And, they went in and shot this lady. And they reinstituted their citizen review board, which I'm not going to say is the most effective, what I think to be the most effective means
Clearly
of providing security to the public. But I think that it's slightly better than internal investigations.
Yeah. It does nothing. I mean, the citizen review board came back with a determination that this officer was out of line. And so I imagine that the Internal Affairs Division just simply says, okay, we'll take that under advisement. That's all. They don't have to move on that. They don't have to
do
anything.
It sounds like in this case, it sounds like this guy's already under suspension and this comes up. This guy's in trouble, okay? The most egregious ones tend to get it. But the problem is what we should be doing and what every business general, the businesses that run well, they take the bottom 5% of the employees, the worst actors, the ones that are the worst at their jobs, and they cut them.
And when you promotes them.
Right. When you have the government, they don't do that.
No.
They don't get rid of their bottom 5%, and those people tend to hang around.
The other problem here is that the kind of misconduct we're talking about in this case, I think when you have police officers arresting people because they can, when they don't have a legitimate
reason,
they've committed a crime, in my opinion.
Kidnapping.
Agreed.
So not only should they be fired, but they should also be charged. And they simply aren't. I mean, even in cases where they kill somebody and it's pretty clear they didn't have a justification that would hold up for you or I, they're not...
Suspension.
Right. Or they get fired. Big deal.
Rare.
They lose their job and they don't go to jail if they kill somebody.
Right. Yeah, it's a sweet deal to be a cop. So, first, it's rare enough that the internal affairs people actually make the finding that a police officer actually did something wrong. That on its own is rare enough. We see that, one out of 10 times or less. Then, if Internal Affairs finds out that or believes that an officer did something wrong, you add on to that the extra rarity factor of any significant level of punishment being involved. As Nick pointed out, you'll never see restitution paid to the victims from the officer. Sometimes the departments will get sued and taxpayers will have to pony up. You'll
and
never
it,
see
it's
the officer
a very,
responsible.
It's a very rare and newsworthy story if a police officer is actually charged for criminal misconduct.
Yeah. It's also rare if they
It's rare if they get fired.
It's rare if they're fired.
Suspended with pay is most common.
Most
which
common.
Which is a paid vacation.
That's correct. So
that's
you basically can break things and hurt people and get paid vacations as a police officer.
To some extent, that's their job, is to break things and hurt people. So, I mean, it's a...
No, I don't think that's their job.
You could make the argument that a military unit's job is to kill people, but supposedly the police are there to maintain the peace and to keep people from killing each other.
Right. Ostensibly they are...
It's become a military occupation in the United States.
That is a true statement. The police are more militarized now than they've ever been, and they're becoming more militarized as we speak.
And I think you can certainly make that case more strongly with certain law enforcement units, especially the federal ones, like the DEA or the ATF. They're much more heavily militarized than your typical small-town police force. But even small-town police forces, like the one we have here in Keene, they have SWAT teams.
Yes, they do.
They have snipers. So they are fairly militarized at this point.
In fact, many police officers are former military. They are easily recruited into the police after they get out of the military.
I think that's a real problem, is the idea that somehow, that...
They're trained to take orders.
Yeah, right, that soldiers would make good cops. You know, it's not the same thing.
No.
It's not even close to the same thing.
They would make good obedient law enforcement officers doing as they're told, but that's not the kind of person that I want. I want a peace officer. I want an officer who's focusing on restoring the peace and helping make victims whole and not aggressing
it's
against
not,
peaceful people.
It's not simply
people.
A matter of taking orders either. I mean, it's a matter of the police are supposed to de-escalate situations and prevent violence. In a military unit, you're supposed to escalate situations and kill as many people as possible.
To that end, one of my favorite cops, one of the police lieutenants up here, Shane Maxfield, is one of the more level-headed, honest guys that will talk to you about anything.
And a veteran, I believe.
And he is a Marine veteran and a sniper on top of all that. There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that that is freetalklive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff, silly nonsense. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls. Coming up, a woman has been fired for speaking the wrong language, and we will answer from a government job. We'll explain that here in a moment. First, we go to Dino in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dino.
Hey, Ian.
What's on your mind tonight?
Good evening. And hello, Mark and Nick.
Yes,
I don't mean to change the subject too much
of what you guys were talking about. You can do that any time.
Okay. Anyway, you and I had talked about GMO foods, and you were saying that you thought it was pretty safe and it's okay if everyone eat it. I just wanted to bring it up one more time, if I could, that
sure.
We could possibly be experiencing the effects of GMO food on the public right now.
Meaning what?
While they're eating it. And it could possibly be why the thinking processes are the way they are. In effect, as well, with the public education system, you know, you could add that as a mix if you like to spice it up. But definitely the people and the children and the generations even behind us or in front of us, they just can't seem to get the thinking processes to the point where they can rise up against their government.
So you're suggesting that you believe that it's the genetically modified foods that are contributing to this?
I say there's a contribution because, like you said, you know, there's no study been done. And, of course, they have studies when... they had no studies when they was suggesting cigarettes were good for you.
Well, no study has been done in the United States, but the Europeans are they've done a lot more studies in assessing the impact of GMOs, and the Europeans tend to be more gun-shy, both the consumers
right.
and the government, tend to be more
sure.
gun-shy about consuming those products or allowing people to consume those products. But I haven't seen anything that really has convinced me that there necessarily is an impact on people's thought processes. I could definitely see how it would have some impact on your health if there were certain genes in some of the genetically modified food, but I don't know that it's
also
causing people to think.
One of the things that I would think about is I've heard all along, and I believe this to be true, is that kids are developing sooner because of the hormones in the meat.
I believe that's true.
And I believe that one, too. And it would seem to me that those hormones, likely that they would use in order to make meat bigger, would probably be testosterone. And I would think that testosterone would make you more aggressive, not less aggressive.
Well, I think that, you're seeing a lot of increase of fruit lactose or something like that high corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, and they're saying that this may be a contributing factor to the obesity. Now, that's just from the bodies, but when it comes to, you know, the brain and thinking processes, it's hard to believe that none of that will affect the brain as well.
Well, I'm not sure about, as far as the genetically modified foods go, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I'd be more convinced of what Mark is saying. If you're looking at dairy products or meat, there certainly are a lot of hormones used on those animals, and
right.
some of those are left in the finished product, whether it's meat or dairy, and I think that does have an impact on people. So I could see how certain genetically modified foods, if those whatever they were, vegetables, fruits, animals, if they were producing certain hormones or certain chemicals, I could see how it could have an impact on people's brain function, but I'd be more convinced that if that kind of thing is going on, it'd be more likely to be coming from, say, hormones used in meat than from modified grain.
Sounds like an awful lot of speculation here.
It's a lot of that.
By people that don't really know what they're talking about. That's what
I don't agree with you, Ian. I think that there is studies that, like he said, there are being done, and these are the ones that, I didn't bring it up, but he did, and, you could check those and look into those. There's a reason why a lot of European nations are rejecting
Why would they do that? Don't they want to control people, too?
I think, there's governments that do, but the people are pretty much more aware.
Hmm.
It's the people that are saying they don't want it. and they're wanting labels on it. And
don't you think that's just because people are afraid of change?
You remember the commercials of the doctors that were advertising cigarettes being smoked. I mean, I've seen those on YouTube.
Some people say they're good for you.
Of course, they push everything that advertise fluoride in your water and your toothpaste. You know, when I was growing up.
Don't you think people are just afraid of change, though? Don't you think that's where most of this is coming from? I mean, if somebody's afraid of having a genetically modified piece of fruit, it's because they're frightened of the idea that there are all these possibilities of what could be done.
There are those possibilities.
You can see through present day that there's a lot of diseases that we've never even considered, you know, 50 to 100 years ago.
Well, you've got different ways of diagnosing things. Whoa. You've got different ways of diagnosing things today. People are living longer in general, so you get people coming down with more diseases, and so you just have people that are more aware of those kinds of things.
Possibly. I agree with that. But, you know, people were living longer back then as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got just as much history of it. But the point I'm making is when you start redesigning and recombining the genes, the DNA, and putting them together, you never know what's coming out. I mean, you've got aspects of the country and parts of the world saying that the bees are dying or not pollinating.
Yeah, it's my understanding the bees are in fact dying, but it's this hive rot bacteria thing and little
bugs.
Can we say that that has nothing to do with the GMO? I mean, that directly affects the food. And what do you want to do, man?
Do you want to just make it so nobody can buy genetically modified foods, or you just want to try to convince them, persuade them not to?
I would do the same thing that we're doing with the government or the people that we're influencing policy with. We try to get people to think more on a more objectional thought of it that, you know, of course, nature is better, and it's better to eat nutrients from the ground. I mean, they put out microwaves, and now you realize, and if you stick a carrot in a microwave, the only thing you've got is like cardboard. You don't have the nutrients of the carrot. So, I mean, whatever we're told about it, we have to be objectionable in the thought.
So you're saying microwaves remove nutrients? That's a pretty big claim.
That's not a big claim. Cooking vegetables, you microwave something,
you nuke it.
Well, I don't know if it's the microwave specifically, but cooking vegetables, you do lose nutritional value over fresh vegetables.
I mean, but not microwaving definitely nukes it. I mean,
it radiates it with microwaves. Yeah, it sends little waves at the thing, and it makes it so the water particles in that product heat up, and they move around, and that movement creates heat, and that's right, and so things get
real
hot.
Real fast, at a very fast time. But the point I'm making is, you know, you lose more nutrients in a microwave than you do by cooking it, but you lose no nutrients when you eat it directly from the ground.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like having my microwave meals that I can just pop in the microwave, and I don't have to go and slaughter a cow fresh and cut it up. I don't like the way it tastes as much. Yeah. I'd rather go to a restaurant and eat their food, but I'm not going to go and slaughter a cow and go through the process of microwaves and slaughtering cows.
I don't know.
He's talking about eating fresh. He's talking about going out, eating, getting all your fresh stuff
from the ground. I'm talking about vegetables. Because those are the ones that are mostly being GMO'd, the veggies. Yeah. Now, they're starting to GMO the meat as well.
This is a lifestyle, the dairy products. This is what Ian's not getting here, is that a lot of this is a lifestyle choice.
I think we are over time. Are we over time? Are we over time, Bordeaux? Am I not paying attention here? I think we're over time. Do we have our break running? Because normally we're in a break right now.
I think your board op has left the board.
I think our board op has left the board. I don't know what's going on. This conversation is not going out over the air.
Hold on,
right now.
.com now and click on the SinoFresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the SinoFresh banner and purchase SinoFresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on SinoFresh. Breathe free.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Including our webcam with our chat room all rolled into one page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, get interactive with other listeners of the program. You can watch Mark swinging around the lightsaber here during the breaks over at cam.freetalklive.com. So we continue here. I think Dino is still with us. We had some technical difficulties there that resulted in an abrupt end to the last segment. Dino, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I don't recall what point you were making when I got all confused about the break. So go ahead and recap that for me.
Oh, my God, if I can. I was just saying that I think that GMO, the people don't need to be the testing grounds for the GMO. There's a lot of reason and a lot of suspicion that has to be placed, you know, in what we're eating and what we're giving to our kids. You know, just, and it's just not just because that they say it's okay, but there are a lot of people, professionals, who believe it's not okay and there should be more testing. No different than anything else that we've ingested into our body over the past 150 years that we've developed over a laboratory or in a laboratory. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Okay. So you're saying caution. Be careful. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, as well as we have to try to find a line where we can say, be cautious. Okay, we can't be regulating it. I don't see where you can regulate it to the point where it's going to be cautious. I just say the people have to be aware that GMO may just, you know, it may just damage them or may be damaging them right now.
Well, or maybe it'll do nothing. Maybe it'll be actually more healthy. Maybe one of those two.
There's a lot of different.
That's right.
There's a lot of different crops that are genetically modified in different ways. So I would think that the vast majority of them are probably healthy for you. It's just a question of which genes have been altered and what that does to the produce that you actually end up ingesting. And I'm sure that there are some gene arrangements that could be causing problems for people.
Yeah, I think you're probably better off. You know, I'm not saying that there aren't some risks with GMO foods. I think that you're probably better off cutting out processed foods that
you know are bad for you.
Right. I mean, high fructose corn syrup.
Well, what's the difference between processed and GMO? It's basically the same thing.
Well, it's not the same thing.
GMO
at all.
Is genetically modified. And
processed foods
is modified as well.
Processed
indeed
foods,
afterwards.
I mean, right, there are chemicals added, preservatives, things like that.
That's
GMO
right.
Foods,
food grade
don't
chemicals.
Right. Thank you, Dino, for the call. Well, no, that's not.
What is genetically modified? One's modified in other ways.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dino. I appreciate hearing from you. Right. They genetically modify the genes of the plant, right. Of the seeds and whatever, and they grow into hardier, stronger plants that are more resistant to, they're more resistant to bugs and not as likely to need as much pesticides and that kind of thing. And so it helps the farmers supposedly get a larger yield, but you're still eating fresh fruit, whereas, having a fresh apple that's genetically modified is probably better than having a canned, some canned apples.
The one problem I do have is that there are some companies out there that are attempting to create patented seeds that they're genetically modifying, and in many cases, the way that's being applied out in the real world is if you have some of that seed blow onto your property and it starts growing, then
it's been a problem.
Those companies will come after you.
Well, it's still in the legal gray area. They haven't that hasn't been decided totally.
There have been some lawsuits that have come out that
way. There have been lawsuits, but and those lawsuits generally, it's a big push. It's a bad thing for you if you're a small farmer and you get a big lawsuit. You've got to defend yourself against some giant like Monsanto. That much is true. But here, let's add to the conspiracy theory mix, right? That the minerals have been depleted from the soil that exists out there that's been used for in some cases hundreds, in some cases thousands of years for farming. The minerals are gone, and so they the food isn't as healthy as it used to be. That's another thought process.
Well, it just all seems so scary. Like, people are just trying to get themselves ginned up about being scared about what they put in their body. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think it's healthy to be afraid of the food you're eating.
To be perfectly fair, the food we're eating today is far better than the food you have been eating a couple hundred years ago.
Well, in quantity?
In quantity, and the fact that how much bad beef do you get anymore? I mean, that's really why steak sauce was invented, because you get maggoty beef in many cases if you live in the city.
Well, understood, but I think we're not talking about produce. Produce, I think.
Well, he made a general statement about how food is better today than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, how many people get ergot poisoning?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a fungus that attacks wheat.
Okay.
And it the effects are not dissimilar to LSD, but it's also toxic, so it can kill you.
You don't think?
It was once fairly common. If you got wet grain that started to spoil, you could get ergot poisoning. That was fairly common at one point. It's not anymore, really.
Right, and if I don't know, it seems to me like if the people that and Dino, to Dino's credit, he's not saying outlaw, he's not saying regulate it or anything like that. He just wants to convince people to, be frightened of food. And I don't know if that's a very
well.
Healthy.
I don't know that what I was hearing. I don't know that he entirely understands what GMO food is. What I was hearing was genetically modified. I believe GMO food to be genetically modified food.
Well, you would believe correctly.
That scientists have developed in some way,
they genetically altered the plant in
some way.
Than selective
but isn't
breeding,
that what
which
humans have been doing
time.
All along with selective breeding. So
it's just the next step of that.
Right.
We were going to talk
versus,
about that one.
Versus something like processed food, which is, stuff that comes in a bag. when you get your food in a bag and you open it and you eat it, like the Fritos that I have sitting here next to me, when you can't understand the things that you're reading in it,
or how about
that's processed food.
How about the China noodle packs where you open those up and they've got the little packet of peas and lettuce, pieces of lettuce or whatever the heck is in there, and it's all
dried vegetable,
it's all dried up, and I mean, come on.
It's got the chicken flavor in it.
Yeah, that stuff.
Chemical powdered chicken flavor. All
those are vegetables.
Noodles.
Those are vegetables, but they're not like they would normally be. They're not fresh.
Well, so I mean, it's dehydrated vegetables. I mean,
right. I don't imagine there's much value nutritionally to those vegetables.
Oh, I don't think
they don't taste like vegetables either when you eat those. Right. To me,
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that we are so wealthy.
It's good that there's choices.
Yes, I think it's great that we are so wealthy today in this society that we can all be bickering with one another about what's the healthiest thing to eat.
Yes.
My gosh, we have things to eat. Right? I think that is great.
I think about the Donner Party and those people, you know, obviously this is an extreme example.
Yeah.
But the story is just so amazing. They ate the leather from off of their Bibles.
Good Lord.
That's hungry.
And then they
darn
eat each
hungry.
Other.
Wow.
That's next right. Well, yeah. Each other.
If you stop moving your lunch.
Nom, nom. Can you imagine chewing on that leather strap from the front of the Bible?
I don't belt off. Hardly even imagine.
Yeah. So it does put things in perspective when people complain about how the food we have is unhealthy. When people even today in many other parts of the world are just looking for enough to fill their stomachs.
Subsistence farmers, yeah.
Absolutely. Take it. You can have your organic food if that's what your thing is. That's out there for you. If you want to buy all canned food and eat that, you can do that too. You can have fresh food. You can have GMO food.
That's the other side to the argument about GMOs and processed foods and big agribusiness. Is it's very easy to point out the downsides to it. But as it
the alleged downside,
right? But in many cases, it does make food when it's produced on a massive scale and an industrial scale. Maybe it's not quite as healthy, but it's more efficient. And if you can feed, you know, just 10% more people with the same amount of land, that's a lot more people who don't have to starve.
And the numbers are more than 10%.
Yes,
it's more than 10%.
It's significant. So how many people
if
do you want
if you think about
to,
what qualified as corn when our founding fathers came over here, this was not that big, giant, yellow ear of corn that you go to the grocery store. It's more like the baby corn that you get from the Chinese food, that kind of thing. That's what corn was. This is what things were like before. So yes, over the time, making more productive food has been tremendously helpful for the world.
So how many people would you prefer starve to death so that we could have healthier food?
Yeah, and how much healthier are we talking about? I mean, it's all speculation at this point.
Well, it might not
even
be
if we
as
knew
good
it,
for you.
Probably people would have to starve if we all ate organic food.
Scary, man, tinkering around with genes. We can't be having that. That's leave that to Mother Nature.
That's really what it's based on. I think fear that man is going to make some sort of major error that's going to cause some kind of calamity. But there's no evidence for it yet. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You enjoy the program and you want to help support the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know, Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. They sell all kinds of stuff, dozens of categories, even used items. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Feel good because you're getting a great deal. Probably getting free Super Saver shipping, and you're helping Free Talk Live all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And since we're talking about food, Amazon has a grocery section. Now, they're not selling fresh fruit, I don't think, these
days. They're selling that Chinese noodle thing that you were talking about.
Yeah, I bet they are selling Chinese noodles. They sell kind of the pantry stuff over at Amazon, and I think that's great. So, let's continue with your phone calls. Anthony in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Actually, I'm about to use your Amazon link tomorrow to buy a filter for my cat bowl.
Excellent.
Your cat gets filtered water?
Yep. It circulates the water, so the cat likes to come back to it more and makes a nice sound.
Yeah, the cats do like running, tend to like running water better. I found that if they don't get to see the running water, they don't know any different. But
that's interesting.
It has a filter, like a carbon filter, charcoal filter.
Yeah, it's called a Fresh Flow system by Petmate.
And it's powered, so it's running 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it is plugged into the wall. Yep.
Man, that's luxury. So basically, your cat's drinking better water than you?
Actually, no. I give her the distilled water, and I also drink a lot of distilled water and some bottled water.
Distilled water. Okay, now that's
from the air, basically.
Right.
Yeah, everything is out of it.
What they do is they take municipal water usually, and then they just distill it in a big distiller. Mm-hmm. Obviously, turns it to steam, and filters it.
Yeah, that takes all
the
stuff out of it.
You don't want to drink way too much of that, though.
No, I know.
Minerals, right. There's mineral advantages to having some of the tap water, but when you start thinking about municipal water systems,
it's
scary.
And most people, especially Americans, are taking way more sodium and other electrolytes that they need in their diet from their food, But if you drink enough distilled water, it could theoretically kill you because there's no salt or electrolytes in there either. And it could cause you to have
I think that is more of a theory.
If you don't eat enough salt, most of us are fine with it.
Yeah. The first most important thing is to drink.
Can you do a Google search real quick?
We can do a startpage.com search.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Just do a search for Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure.
Oh, yeah. We already talked about that. Somebody brought that up a few weeks ago, and it's a study. There are a lot of studies out there, and studies say different things. Some studies say contradicting things. And so this is a study that, from what we saw, has not been duplicated. So therefore, it's just a study.
Well,
and so
you know, I'm not going to dismiss it entirely, but
you just said there weren't any studies.
Huh?
I could have sworn you just said there weren't any studies.
That most of the studies were done in Europe is what we...
Oh, no. There is nothing conclusive that GMO foods are problematic in any way. The thing, and I agree with Nick, the problem with GMO foods is the patenting system and the fact that these monolithic companies are going after small farmers.
I think that it's fair to say, especially when you're talking about monopolies, which Monsanto's is attempting to become, that you're going to have problems. But I think that one needs to also sort of look at what are the end results of the way that we are thinking. And I think that the end result is that people are being fed on a much larger scale by GMO foods. And you can't just say GMO foods are good or GMO foods are bad.
Or big agriculture and big agribusiness are good, because I think there's a good case to be made for preserving a lot of the varieties of, say, corn or a particular vegetable. There's a lot of varieties. Right, because a lot of them have natural disease resistance that the mainline commercial strains do not have. And I think having that genetic diversity, I think there are benefits to keeping those around, and a lot of people will point to these big commercial operations trying to push those out. I'm not saying that everything that Monsanto does or everything that happens as a result of the big industrial model of agriculture we have is beneficial, but I think overall, if you look at how many more people are fed today because of the agriculture we have on the grand scale that we do today, it sort of puts some of those criticisms in perspective, because a lot of lives have been saved by the model of agriculture and the processed food model that we do have today, even if some people are killed as a result, or there are some negative consequences as well.
Anthony?
And he's gone.
He's gone? All right. 800-259-9231.
You know, I guess that I'd like to take a middle road here. I've got no problem with people who want to eat organic food. I think that there's, you know, some foods that it might make sense to have that weren't, you know, made with pesticides, that kind of thing. I don't know. I've heard Roundup's fine if you drink it. I wouldn't drink it, though.
What?
That's what I've heard, that it can't bother you. I don't know, but I wouldn't drink
it. There are some pesticides you can eat. Some of them are funguses that aren't going to hurt you, things like that.
So
I'll pass on that.
Right, absolutely. But, you know, at the same time, I think that Frankenfood! That mentality
with Mother Nature
is a mentality of fear that's not going to result, that is basically going to result in humans being driven back to the caves.
Right, if that food is Frankenfood, then all the modern healthcare techniques we have are Franken-healthcare techniques.
Right, and then the car you're driving is a Franken iron ore. So, I mean, you know, settle down, people. You know, it's not like they're dropping like flies. People are living longer, not shorter.
And people have been messing with the genetics of livestock and crops for millennia.
Selective breeding.
They've done it through selective breeding, which
is why we
gradual.
Have breeds of dogs.
Right. Or breeds of cattle or different strains of wheat is because somebody bred certain traits into them. And you can do a lot through selective breeding, but you can go a lot further, a lot faster by actually getting in there and actually manipulating the genetic code. And I'm not saying that it's impossible for there to be negative consequences from that.
Of course. But do you think that when selective breeding, was there ever controversy when it was just selective breeding from people that were saying,
well, I don't think
you're messing with nature?
Never. Because selective breeding has been going on for so long that, wow, that dog can run a little farther, smell a little better, or whatever, so they'd selectively breed that, and, you know, oh, your corn's a little bigger than my corn. You know,
and they didn't have an understanding necessarily of the underlying genetic all the science behind it. They knew that, you know, you take a cow that gives a lot of milk and you breed it with, you know, another line of cows.
But
that
you don't think there was anybody that would have said that's against God?
I don't really think so. I think that the first historically you can come up with it, at least that I can think of, are the Luddites from trashing factories and pre-industrial, basically industrial, early industrial Great Britain. But there's got to be somebody from prior to that. There's always going to be somebody out there complaining about something's against God.
Well, because Sam and I were talking about this one night when I think he was sitting in for you, Mark, and we had meant to get to the discussion of what is natural versus what is artificial. And the dictionary definition of natural is existing and informed by nature. Now, the definition of artificial, as I understand it, is, I don't have it in front of me here, but it was basically that as soon as man's hand gets involved, it becomes artificial.
So then everything
therefore, selective breeding is artificial as opposed to natural.
Everything that we experience in this world is artificial. I mean,
it's artificial. It's artificial selection.
But you could also, the argument I was going to make until I read that, I mean, I like going by the dictionary because it's something somewhat consistent. But it seems to me that if man is a part of nature, how is it unnatural for man to get involved and modify things? How is that unnatural? I mean, is it unnatural when a cow...
It's unnatural for us to plant crops at all.
Right. Well, comes along and takes a crap in the field and the grass grows better there, is that artificial because the cow has messed with it? Why is it only artificial when man tinkers with things?
Because that's the definition of the word. Yeah.
Right.
But
artificial sounds so bad, right? Artificial has this connotation like, well, it's not natural.
Yeah.
But... wait a minute. We've observed nature as thinking beings. We've looked at the natural resources we've had. We've combined our ideas with it, and we've created new wealth. That's how wealth is created. You take natural resources, you take your brain power, you combine them together, do a little bit of work, bring them together to create a new idea, a new concept, a new product, a new service, and then you can take that new product, combine it with some other natural resources or some existing products or some other ideas, and make new wealth on top of that.
You know,
is all natural. It's all a process that was, you know, intended to occur. What we do.
Selection started even before Cro-Magnon man existed, you know, before Homo sapiens existed. So I guess I would wonder then, would Neanderthals or Australopithecus, man, it's a stretch to think that Australopithecus selected things, but, you know, that little 3-foot hairy guy, but are they men, or is that natural? Because they're not actually Homo sapiens.
Hey, where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Plus, when you start looking at animals and how intelligent they actually are, as we're discovering over time, they're much smarter than people might have given them credit for. How does that factor in?
Every time.
Monkeys can talk. It's Free Talk Live, or chimps.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.